This is a remedial guide to galactic history, a Star Wars sequels trilogy, Star Wars prequels trilogy fanfic, written by Chronic Bookworm and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for time travel. Summary. Anakin and Obi-Wan meet a time traveler on Geonosis, who tells them about a terrible future. The problem is, the First Order's history education is somewhat lacking. The young man they'd found on Geonosis was clearly lost, clearly Force-sensitive, and clearly not a Jedi. Although he said he had a friend who was. Neither Anakin nor Obi-Wan had ever heard of a Jedi named Rey, and Finn, as their future visitor called himself, hadn't been aware that the main Jedi temple was on Coruscant, and that the Jedi were spread across the galaxy. As far as he was concerned, there was one Jedi left, and that was Rey. And the last Jedi before her had his base on Octo, a planet neither of them had ever heard of. It was possible that she just belonged to a different community of Force users that branched off from the Jedi Order a long time ago and now operated in the Outer Rim or unknown regions. Neither Anakin nor Obi-Wan thought that was likely, and it seemed Finn thought that explanation equally implausible. He knew the galaxy, after all. More or less. He was quite open about his education being rather shoddy. And for all his travels across it, both to the core and to the mid and outer rim, he'd never met another Jedi than Rey. They quickly determined that he came from a different time period, measured as before and after the Battle of Yavin. And, since they didn't know what the Battle of Yavin was, it seemed highly likely that his time period was in the future. His expectations of technology confirmed that. He didn't know what a hyperdrive ring was, and seemed to expect all spaceworthy ships to be able to fit a hyperdrive. Given that, and given his lack of knowledge about all things Jedi, it was very possible that a very dark future was in store for the Jedi Order. The problem was, of course, that he had no idea how far in the future he was from. 35 years after the Battle of Yavin meant very little if they didn't know how long it was from now until the Battle of Yavin. Finn felt more comfortable with the clones than with the Jedi, easily falling into their military jargon and routines. He even had his own serial number, FN-2187, although, like the clones, he preferred his chosen name to his designation. He had a very limited understanding of his own history, and had, by his own words, been raised by and brainwashed into an evil cult called the First Order, who wanted to restore the galaxy-spanning oppressive empire. He was pretty certain that the Republic had somehow turned into the Empire, but had no idea how or when. Only that it was maybe a few decades before the Battle of Yavin. He did know the name Skywalker, although the Skywalker he knew of was Luke Skywalker, a recluse who had been raised teacher in the ways of the Force and the Jedi. Luke Skywalker was apparently legendary, and had tried to rebuild the Jedi Order after the Empire, only to have it destroyed by someone called Kylo Ren, who modeled himself on Darth Vader, the Empire's prime enforcer. He knew that the First Order had venerated Darth Vader, had ascribed all kinds of mystical abilities to him, but didn't know if any of them were true. Kylo Ren was apparently Darth Vader's grandson, and also the son of Leia Organa, relation to Brea and Bail Organa, unclear, and Han Solo. But he couldn't tell if Darth Vader was Organa's or Solo's father. He didn't know if Luke was any relation to Anakin Skywalker. He hadn't heard any of the names of the Jedi Council, which meant that he was either from a long time in the future, or, as they suspected, something terrible had happened to the Jedi Order when the Republic became an empire. Or both, which was also a possibility. "Is there anything you can tell us that might help us narrow down a time window?" Anakin asked in frustration. Finn thought for some time. "The Emperor's name was Sheev Palpatine," he offered at last. "And he was from Naboo."
What?
The end.